Sometimes people believe that sexual tension can only be created face to face, and it's completely not true because you can easily build that sexual tension over text. You just need to know how to do it. So let's be real, it might take a little bit longer to build that sexual tension and seduce the lady that you have your eye on, but it will happen if you follow these steps. And in today's video, I'm going to tell you the 10 ways that you can build sexual tension over text so that you can seduce any lady that you are messaging. You know what to do, like and subscribe and get ready. So, what is sexual tension? First and foremost, I'm sure you have heard of sexual tension a lot, but you might not be 100% sure what it really is. So, easily, sexual tension is when your body has a rush of oxytocin, which is the hormone that causes you to feel flushed and perhaps have inside flips in the stomach. Have you ever had butterflies in your stomach when you were around someone? Well, that is the feeling of sexual tension. So you do often feel it when you are first interacting with someone that you find oh so attractive. Sexual attraction is vital in any relationship. Without it, the spark is simply just not there. So don't forget that there needs to be attraction to create sexual tension. So, what is the difference between sexting and building sexual tension via text? Now, making the mistake of confusing these two, it will be deathly critical. If you mix them up, a lady could be offended and, well, then she just ghosts you and never talks to you again. There is a thin line between the both, and it's important that you don't cross that line. So, what is sexting? Sexting is a very direct form of sexual communication. It can be explicit and descriptive and is usually done between two people who are in a relationship or have been dating for a while. They might be doing a long-term relationship or just miss each other so that they resort to sexting. This is not, despite what you think, what sexual tension is though. So you're asking me, what is building sexual tension? Well, when you start building sexual tension via text, you are both showing each other that you like one another. And this is completely normal in the beginning of a relationship, maybe after you have been dating for a while as well. You'll know when the time is right because you might have been dating for a month or so and you will be ready to move things on to that next level. Make sure there is a mutual connection. This is where a lot of guys miss the mark completely. You might remember that sexual tension is built on attraction. So before you start trying to build sexual attraction via text, you need to make sure that the other person is attracted to you. Very important. So take some time to think about if they actually do seem interested in you and they are attracted to you. Because let me tell you, if you jump in and start trying to build sexual tension via text without establishing this mutual attraction first, then the lady might think that you only want her for one thing only and she's gonna feel very used. So you don't wanna do this. The mutual attraction will be the base to building the sexual attraction that you desire. Start with something light. Don't go straight in with the big guns. You want to ease yourself and your lady into it. There should be no pressure at this stage. And your first messages should be something simple, like asking her how she is doing and if she's had a great day. You will notice that this message, it's not flirty to begin with, and that is the key point. As I said, you want to start with something light, and that is why it's nice to start with a casual message, because if you just go straight in and start sexting, it's a little bit creepy. Now, this helps you understand how the other person is feeling as well, because if they've had a bad day, they might just want to talk to you and not feel pressured into building that sexual tension, because it would be awkward to expect something else. Focus on sending open-ended questions. You want the girl that you are texting to reply, of course, because you don't want to be speaking to yourself. And the only way to do this is to make sure that they have something to reply to. So, of course, this is where the open-ended questions come into play. Now, open-ended questions are those that you ask that require more than a yes or a no answer. For example, an open-ended question could be, what is your favorite type of food? Now, this requires them to reply more than just a simple yes or no. And she is likely to send back her favorite type of food and give many reasons as to why she likes it. You could also send some open-ended questions that help to build that sexual tension. Something, for example, along the lines of, what do you look for in a man? Now, she might start to describe someone who is just like you, and that's where the flirting starts. And then, well, you definitely know she is interested in you. Very important, gents, check on how they are responding to you. You've started to build some sexual tension with those open-ended questions and the casual conversations. So it is time to check in now and see how they are responding to you. Are they sending long texts back? Are they interested in you? And if they do this, it's a good thing. And are they using some flirty language? Well, even better. You will know if someone is responding to you well based on how interested and excited they are when the text comes back. Make sure that she is still interested in you before you take things up a notch. Tease them more and more every day. It is time to start teasing them little by little. You don't want to give everything away at once and giving the other person nothing to look forwards to. Sometimes you should let the other person text you first. Use some flirty language and drop in some hints that you like her. You could text her something like, I can't wait to see you again. Start teasing her about anything slightly silly she says as well. Do not be mean or put her down and get offensive, but just tease her gently. This is a great way to start building sexual tension and getting the flirting started. Show off your naughty side. Although you do need to stay as a kind gentleman, you need to show her that you are interested in her sexually. Otherwise, she will not know how you feel, and that's why you need to introduce her to your naughty side. You should start by using innuendos and flirt with plenty of confidence. This will make it really clear to her that you are interested in her in a sexual way. And this will then make her feel comfortable, and she will start doing the same thing back to you. It's going to really kick that sexual tension up a notch, and wow, she's going to be left wanting a lot more of you. Be spontaneous. When you date someone face to face, you are often told that it's important to be spontaneous. Now, the same goes for when you are trying to build sexual tension over text. You need to excite your lady because this is a huge part of those butterflies. So how can you be spontaneous? Well, you could send a naughty text out of the blue. This will make them a little frustrated because they can't be with you in person right now. And obviously the tension is going to build in her body. Put the brakes on, just sometimes. A huge part of building the tension is having a break. For example, when you are watching a TV program, it's at the crucial part and then boom, there's an ad break and you're like, what, really, right now? You cannot wait for it to start again, right? So you want nothing more than to watch the second half of the show, and that's the same principle that we're talking about here. It's just the same, but with building sexual tension over text. So let her text you first sometimes, and sometimes maybe you are super busy so that you won't reply for a couple of days, and that's okay. It sounds risky, but it really isn't. All she will be thinking about is you, and it will make her even more electric once you start texting again. Now, this is a great way to ensure that the relationship does not fizzle out over text as well. Spell check your messages. Okay, I can almost see you asking me right now, like, what is Anna talking about? Why do we need to check our spelling? Well, when you are building sexual tension with someone, you need to make sure that you don't do anything to turn them off. Something that is simple to avoid but is often overlooked, make sure you check your spelling. If your lady notices that you are spelling everything wrong, she might feel like you don't actually care enough to do a simple spell check, and it could be very off-putting. It's an easy thing to do, so make sure you do it. Ask them out. Finally, it's fun to build sexual tension over text, but eventually, you will both want to see each other. So it's important to also build that sexual tension in person as well. And of course, you need to be asking them out. You can simply say that you've had a really good time texting them and messaging her, and you want to see her in person. She will not be able to resist after all of that tension that you have built together. Well, that is the best time to go on a date. So make sure you pick somewhere extremely romantic. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.